Welcome back to the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. This is your host, Tim Hunzi. We have a great episode today as we sit down with Eric Hurt, who is the VP of A&R Publishing in Nashville for Empire, a name we've been hearing a lot of with the rise of Shaboozey, and we dig into his strategy and how that happened and how it came about, and we also talk about Empire's plans for the future, as well as just Eric shares a lot of valuable knowledge on publishing and A&R. I think you're really going to enjoy it, so sit back and enjoy the ride. Hey, welcome back, AIMP Nashville Pubcast listeners. This is your host, Tim Hunzi. On today's episode, we have my friend Eric Hurt, who is currently the VP of A&R Publishing of Empire Nashville. Kind of has a dual role working with publishing and A&R. And Eric, welcome to the podcast.
What's up, Tim? Thanks for having me, man. It's good to be on.
Of course. I've been looking forward to this one. As you know, I've been trying to get you on here because I'm not just because, you know, you have this little artist, Shaboozey, that's been blowing up for a while, but just I'm so intrigued by Empire, your role, what you guys are doing, because it's a little unique still, I think, to what Nashville does and how it operates. So excited to dig into it. But before we get started, for those that may not know you, maybe give us a little background of what got you here.
Man, well, I've been in town for 30 years now, so there's a big background. Made my way from East Texas, found my way to college here, went to Belmont University, studied music, and then through an internship I did at Almar Irving Music Publishing, landed a great publisher, and that really set my path on publishing. So when I graduated, they recommended me for a publishing job with a producer named Joe Scaife in California Entertainment. And so that was my first publishing gig, and through the years, I bounced around to various publishing companies.
I didn't know you worked with Mr. Scaife.
Yeah, we had a great time, man. That he was an amazing boss.
How'd you end up at Empire?
My last company I was with was Black River, Nashville-based independent company that's they own Soundstage Studios, fantastic, one of the Nashville's premier recording studios. And then their record label, Kelsey Ballerini, was the flagship artist, still is. And they had a really successful publishing division, and I was on the publishing side. So I started working with an artist named Willie Jones. We did a publishing deal with him, and he was signed to Empire on the label side. And through my relationship with Willie, I ended up meeting Gazi, who is the owner of Empire. And talks started about what he wanted to do in the country market and wanted to do in Nashville and really wanted to broaden genres that they worked in, which up to that point had been really focused on hip-hop and R&B and crushed it in those genres. But he was looking to expand and get into some other formats, notably country. So Willie Jones was my conduit to Empire.
Well, let's just start simple. What does a typical day look like for you at Empire, and how might that be a little bit different than how it was when you were working more with the more Nashville-centric publishing companies that you worked for in the past?
Man, a typical day is all over the place for me because I've got a dual role. I'm juggling stuff on the label and A&R side and then stuff on the publishing end. So really depends on what's going on. If there's projects we're in the middle of that we're trying to finish records on, you know, I may be dealing with producers and mix engineers and working through songs and talking through the kind of songs that we need for the records and setting up sessions. Actually, after this, I've got to go to a studio to meet an artist that is here from Hawaii that we just signed. So, you know, I'll be doing that. And then the next minute I'll be jumping back on the publishing side and looking at, you know, dealing with camps that we may be working on out at our San Francisco studios to setting up sessions in town, setting up sessions for anybody that we've got that's coming into town. I've got a producer I recently signed from Copenhagen, Denmark, that's going to be here in another couple of weeks, you know, plugging him in and trying to tie those creative dots together. I just came over from Sony a minute ago pitching songs, you know, so it's all over the place.
But on the publishing, would you say that you're still more of a traditional model of publishing, or is that same where it's more of a administrative where they have ownership, or is it a true frontline standard, you know, I'll give you a draw, you're going to be a writer, you're building assets as well?
Yeah, it's the core focus on the publishing side is admin. So we've built up a substantial admin company. There's some, you know, clients and companies that we represent that they just really need a strong company that can collect, you know, and we can handle all those registrations and collections for them. But there's a lot of the clients that we work with where we provide a lot of creative support on our end. We both know how Nashville works, you know, and I've always said that it's really important that we, whoever we sign out of here, we really need to support them on a creative level. And that's what we do, whether it's, you know, a co-pub deal or an admin deal. But on my end of things, and kind of across the board, we see a mix of deals. You know, most of it are admin deals that we do. We'll do some co-pub deals along the way. I've got co-pub deals in Nashville. You know, it kind of mixes it up a little bit based on the need of that client.
Would you say you're still heavily in, more focused on artists or just traditional, just straight up songwriters? Are you starting to see more of a mix at Empire now?
It's a mix because it's a unique situation with us since we're also, you know, a label and distribution company. We're doing a lot of admin deals with our artists. You know, not every artist, you know, that we work with is signed to us on publishing. Shibuzi, for example, he's not with us on publishing. But as many of those artists that we can do admin deals on, we want to do. But outside of that, you know, if it's just individual clients that we're going after, I mean, we're doing a lot of deals with producers, artists, writers. Most of it's based on pipeline and activity, you know, so that can be a little bit challenging in that if you find somebody really early on, you know, our model is like, I might really love what one person's doing, but it might just be too early to do an admin deal with them. You know, they may be better suited to sign, you know, traditional publishing deals someplace else. But, you know, we want to have some of the activity and pipeline in these deals, whether they're an artist, writer, or producer.
So how is it, you know, are you going out and finding and signing talent to Empire? Because, again, I know it's crazy competitive because everybody sees the data. We all have the same resources these days. And if you're like me, you find it's really fast. Everything, that's the word I hear all the time, is like, you have to commit pretty quick and you do have to kind of jump in a little early and take bets a little earlier. Otherwise, somebody's going to throw down bigger money and snatch it up before you do. So how are you guys approaching that and working through that on your end?
That's a good question. I mean, we try to get in there, you know, we want to get in there early, you know, but timing is a big factor, you know, and depending on how early we get involved with somebody, it really depends on what all is happening with that person, you know. Who's the team? What's coming? What's ahead? If you're an artist, do you have the infrastructure around you for this to be supportive? You know, are other labels looking at you? Maybe we're looking at you. You know, just we kind of take all of that into consideration. So sometimes when the data isn't there, we will still take, you know, the bets on those artists that we really believe in because they're authentic. They're doing something that's very inspiring. It's starting to move the needle in some level, even if it's gaining industry attention, you know, so we'll get in early, you know, on occasion for sure. But definitely can be a tricky thing because you want to get in there just early enough to where, you know, you're hopping on something that's on the upswing, but you don't want to wait too long before you're getting in these bidding wars.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets crazy fast, man, but it does seem like, you guys tend to lean into stuff that might be a little left of center. Maybe that's the wrong way to describe it. A little more unique from, you know, obviously Shibuzi came in. You were talking to me about him, like, God, I'd have to say 3 years ago, maybe. I don't know how long y'all have been together, but I remember you talking about him early and maybe even played me stuff. And I remember thinking, I don't know how this is going to work because he was, at the time, it just seemed so forward of where we were. But you guys took the gut chance, man, and I applaud that. And then now with your new one, Kevin, that Powers that you've signed with Shibuzi is another one that's, it's definitely got a place here in country radio for sure. But it's a little, it's not your right down the middle. Is that kind of a by design, or is that just kind of what lands in your plate, so to speak?
it's sort of what lands in our plate. You know, I think that Empire is set up in a unique way to where we're pretty good with the artists that are kind of color outside the lines a little bit. Shibuzi is a really good example of that. When Shibuzi just came up, you know, to us, and for me, I was just like, man, I don't even know how you define this, but it's special. You know, these songs are great, you know. And I also felt, too, that, you know, this is going to be something that I think that Nashville is going to think is really cool, but probably there's going to be a lot of comments in town of, like, we don't hear a radio single, you know. But that's never been Empire's play, is to go after radio to try to break an artist. We want to try to break that artist and build the value on the front end. And when it's time for radio, we'll pull that trigger, but that's more the cherry on top, you know, to take it to the next level. So let's go ahead and, you know, sign a killer artist that's doing something very unique, knows his brand, knows who he is, knows where he wants to go. We'll build that momentum, and then we'll pull that radio trigger, you know, when it's time to do that. And then when things started taking off with, you know, a bar song, and we pulled that radio trigger, and now he's got the longest running number one in country radio history. The only song in history that has been number one across four different radio formats. And then on top of all kinds of other, you know, records that he's broken.
I'll ask you the classic question you've probably been asked before. Did you know when you heard it that it was going to be this, or did you just go, this is pretty cool, let's see what happens? Or did you go, oh, this is going to be massive?
Everybody felt very strongly about that song and was very excited. I kind of feel like Boozy and the core team management, Abbas, I got to call their names out, Abbas Potty, Jared Cotter, his producers, Sean Cook, Nevin Sastry. I think all of those guys were really the first ones to really get it and feel that like that was really something special. And then, you know, everybody else at Empire thought the song was fantastic too. Nobody, though, knew that it was going to do what it did. There's no way of knowing that. And I think that that was a, you know, everybody knew there was something special there, but nobody realized that it was going to turn into what it did.
Pointing to the next line of attack for Empire, and you mentioned your newest signing, Kevin, who some of my writers have already written with, just a really great new young talent. So, and now, did Shibuzi find him since he signed to him, or is this something y'all brought in and said, man, maybe this is a young kid you might want to mentor? How did that come about?
So the first person to meet him was Boozy's manager, Abbas. They met, I think that they met at Red Door here in Nashville.
the place of many fine. That's where you introduced me to Joey Hendricks, or told me about him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's where they met. But Kevin's background was hip hop. So he was a hip hop artist from Raleigh, North Carolina, really talented at what he was doing. And Abbas and Kevin really hit it off. Abbas really saw something in him that was like, man, this guy is a star. I don't know where this is going, but, you know, let's work together. And as they started digging in a little bit, they started talking about country, and Kevin was saying, man, I really relate to all that stuff. And Abbas was like, man, you should try doing a country song just to see how it feels. They did something that sounded great and felt really good. And then Abbas started talking to me about it. Wanted to send Kevin to Nashville for some, you know, writing sessions. And so I loved what he was doing too. I was like, all right, well, let's set him up on some things. And then he just, first trip in, knocked it out of the park, wrote some killer songs. And then that was the weekend or the week that Abbas and I, you know, were just both like, dude, this kid is on another level. So as we started getting more songs, you know, everybody started falling in love and believing what he was doing, and Boozy loved it. Jared Cotter, that's Abbas's partner, management partner. They both manage Boozy together. So it just came together. And then So American Dogwood is the imprint that we did with Shibuzi and his managers. And Kevin is the first artist signed to American Dogwood. And I mean, we couldn't be more thrilled about that being the first signing with it.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
And no doubt. All things point to good things there for Empire to continue building, building out its empire, so to speak.
Yeah.
Pun intended completely. I admire the vision. You know, you mentioned Ghazi. I personally haven't met him, but I've read many interviews and heard you talk about him. I got to give it to his tenacity and his vision for what he wanted and how you guys are really implementing that, growing it out in a very strategic and smart way. So kudos to all that, man. So let's focus a little more just on, you know, the landscape a little bit. And from your perspective, how is, you think, A&R and publishing and now obviously in labels changed in the last 5 or 10 years?
You know, I can't really speak too much on the A&R side for the label because all I've really known is Empire and what I've done here. I've never worked at another label before. You know, I just kind of know how we operate and move, and maybe it's similar to how other people work. I don't know. I will say that on that end of things, I'm a big believer in, you know, supporting the artist, but trying to really, one, find the artists that are very authentic to themselves and know who they are and where they want to go and what they want to do, and basically follow their lead. You know, we may guide them along the way and say, dude, this song, you know, you got to focus on this one. This is a great song, you know. But I really, man, I want to follow the artist lead, you know. And Ghazi does too. That's the whole reason he built this company. It was very artist forward, really puts a lot of belief in the artists that we work with. And he's like, look, we're here to serve you guys. We're not here to tell you what to do. We're going to give you guidance. We're going to give strategy around you. But, you know, we want you driving this ship. I think that speaks highly of Ghazi and how he runs the company and how he works with artists. But I think that also speaks into the success that we've had and are continuing to have. Anyway, that's how we operate on the label side, on the creative level with A&R. Publishing side, you know, that's changed a lot through the years, as we've both seen. You know, it's a lot of calendar management and setting up sessions and co-writes that, you know, you think make sense, and you try to line those sessions up that's going to get you as close to a cut as possible. You know, I think that, you know, that's kind of the same thing there. It's nice with an empire of like having, you know, Shibuzi and Kevin and another artist I signed named Skies, among others, where we've got the built-in label side. And so people that we have on the publishing end, we can work to plugging them in on those projects and other projects Empire is working on. So it builds in a lot of internal opportunities for our roster.
Yeah, I love it. You know, it's long time, as long as I've been here, I've always been independent. You know, I've never worked for a major, and they obviously have their place and their function and their role within our community and always will. But I do enjoy being super competitive, making them feel the smoke. And it's really fun to see when we're not only competing, but at times we're now winning against the majors. You know, I know here at Big Machine Music, it's particularly, we've placed in a lot of the quarterly, Billboard quarterly reports that we eke in there sometimes, but we are always one of the small, mighty ones that are coming up in there. So, you know, I think it's fun to do that. How do you see Empire continuing to do that and compete against the majors and continue to you know, make them feel the heat, you know?
That's a good question. I understand the question, but I think our view might be a little bit different on that. And I wouldn't say that we're here to compete with anybody. And that's one thing that I really loved about, that's something that sold me on Ghazi wanting to plant a flag in this town. He was approaching Nashville with a lot of respect. He wanted people that were from here and worked in this town to come on board and support the growth in this. And so it comes down to community and wanting to be a part of it, you know, wanting everybody to work together. So I don't view you know, all the other labels as people that we're necessarily competing with, but just more so working with in the same community. You know, maybe we get an artist that another label's going after, you know, and we went out on that particular deal or vice versa, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we're still building the same relationships with these artists and find new ways to work together, you know, through collaborations or co-writes or whatever, you know, if it doesn't land with us. So, yeah, I don't know. It's not real competitive in nature, you know, more so just like, man, let's work with great artists and support artists that want to stay independent and serve them the best that we can and work within the community to be, you know, a nice addition to what this town already has.
Where do you see Empire growing in the next 5 years?
Definitely, obviously, we've done well with Shaboozy, and we've got other artists that are coming up. So in the next 5 years, I really think that we're going to be, we'll have other bigger artists that come out. Maybe it's Kevin Powers or, you know, others, but want us to be, and I think we will be, that independent label that people say, okay, they're staying, you know, they've done it again, you know, with another artist. They are one of the companies that everybody's going to be thinking about, you know, when they think about, you know, who to sign to. You know, it's amazing to do it with one, you know, and when we can do it with two or three, you know, I think that's where we'll get in the next 5 years.
Love it. Yeah, you got the proof of concept is there. Now you just got to continue the success. Yes, it's that is the challenge. I haven't, again, been around Kevin and know some of the other stuff you're working with. I think you will be able to succeed in that as well. So what's some advice you would give to any young publishers, songwriters trying to get noticed in Nashville, but also by Empire?
To do your thing, you know what you do, know what your strengths are and really lean into that. You know, obviously, because I'm with Empire, I get a lot of people outside of the country community reaching out to me, wanting to get involved in the country community and being a part in this. And that's great. I love that. You know, it can breed new creativity and new sounds. But, you know, I would say if you're not from this community or have the background in writing country, just do what you do. You know, let that pair with the people that know how to do it on this side of things. You know, then you can hit on some hopefully creative gold, you know. So I wouldn't try to, for the new writers coming up, I wouldn't try to force your way into something and start trying to write a different way. You know, just write the best way you know how and let that pair with, you know, what others do.
The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is hosted by yours truly, Tim Hunzi. Producer, Brandon Harrington. Mixing and editing by Casey Porter. And this has been a Dime Collective production.